indeed on the Dave Charles Show, powered by Bidvest McCarthy Toyota Balito. And as mentioned at the beginning of the show, my very special guest today is Dawn De Beer. She is the goddess of whole foods and health foods and good things, fresh and prepared at the Lifestyle Center in Balito. The store is called Homegrown, and it's gorgeous. And welcome to the Dave Charles
Show.
It's lovely to have you in the studio, looking so well. Let's talk about Homegrown. What inspired you to open a whole foods store?
Oh, my goodness. I was a young mom. I just moved to the coast. And as all moms, want to feed our babies only the best food when we wean them. I was into a lot of health. I'd lived in London for many years before that, and I wanted to give organic and I couldn't find it. So I had taken a year off my work and I jumped in my car, drove to the Midlands, started buying organic veg and would prep it. So it became a bit of an adventure for me and Gemma. And then obviously people started cottoning on and everyone was asking me, what is this and what are you making? And then it just kind of grew. I started buying more veggies. I started bringing stuff back for people. And then it came time to go to work. I didn't want to leave my baby. So I had something delivered in the UK, which was the organic box scheme. And I kind of thought, gosh, I wonder if this would work here. So that's how it began. I just started packing. I did an online ordering system. And I would deliver your bag of veggies to your home every Friday.
Wow, so e-commerce was your thing.
I was a bit ahead of my time.
Online shopping.
Online shopping.
And clearly there was a gap in the market to create a store, a physical store.
There was. But it didn't happen all at once. It was kind of that funny organic kind of growing. It morphed quite a lot because obviously my kids are my first priority. So it kind of all went around what they needed. I started adding more things in. People were asking for more things. People started asking for milk, for meat, clean food, and I had access to it. So I just started adding. The box scheme became unmanageably huge at one point. And then
that's kind of it's a nice problem to have, but it is a problem.
It's a good problem, but it's a problem. And then I moved into the lychee orchard when the Ebb still owned the farm, and it was so beautiful. And it was right in the beginning of the early days when it was still a dirt road. And they had a little farm stall, literally a little teeny tiny farm stall opposite where the cafe is today. And I took the space and I opened it once a week and people came and collected, which was marvelous, which means I took out
the
delivery.
Was it only once a week? Because I remember it being kind of there always.
In the beginning, yes, once a week. And then the lychee orchard started exploding. You know, we had the markets and the night markets and the delicious just got involved. So it became this beautiful, vibrant place. And I was kind of forced to be retail, which wasn't where I really wanted to go. But I then opened the shop 5 days, 7 days a week. And that's how it started. And then it just kind of grew from there.
And what would you say has been so far your biggest challenge and your greatest reward?
The biggest challenge has been seasonal and organic and to stay true to that. Because by January and February, we all know the North Coast, it's about 40 degrees. It's hard trading. And I always wobble around that time thinking, goodness, what am I doing? Nothing's growing. It's dry. It's hot. And it's unrelenting. It feels like it carries on and on and on. And then just to stay the course, trust the farming, trust the process, trust the seasons, hold fast. Because by this time of the year, June, July, life is good. Veggies are growing. It's all wonderful.
And whole food is the focus. What exactly do we mean when we talk about whole foods?
So whole foods is a nutrient-dense food. So it means it hasn't been tampered with, it hasn't got excessive ingredients, and you haven't chemically altered it. So you haven't put anything on it, you haven't changed it, and it is in its truest, simplest form, easy to digest, easy to eat, and fresh.
And why are more people turning to whole foods and natural products, in your opinion?
I think we have a very fast-paced life, and I think we lean a lot on preservatives because they're convenient. Bread shouldn't really be lasting 2 weeks. Milk shouldn't be lasting 3 weeks. Chicken shouldn't be fresh for 15 days. It's just – but our lifestyles are sort of pushing retail into giving people these longer shelves lives. And your body just is not designed to deal with that. It's not designed to even try and deal, process it. So I'm seeing lots of allergies. I'm seeing lots of chronic fatigue. Your body just can't digest these things properly.
Well, there are some common misconceptions about eating healthy.
Yeah.
What, if you had to identify, would be the most prevalent?
I think people follow massively restrictive diets. I don't think that's healthy. And then swapping out. So I don't want to eat sugar, but I'm going to put aspartame in everything. I don't want fat. I'm going to eat low fat without looking at the consequences of what exactly you're putting into your body. So they're swapping out instead of eating a whole food diet, which is hard. It's hard to stick the course. It's hard to be in the right space all the time. But I think if you can try and do 80-20, it's probably the best rule. But whole foods is it's a beautiful way of life, but it is, yeah, common mistakes, coming back to your question, common mistakes, take out sugar, put in xylitol, and do xylitol across the board. It's probably going to do your body worse.
Wow. So that's a simple change,
yeah.
Xylitol. Are there any other simple changes that you could think of?
I think try and consume within consciously. So I think what we tend to do is we eat while we're busy. We're not chewing properly. We're not getting satiated, which basically means that you're eating too fast and too much. So your portion sizes are probably too big. I don't think people are eating enough protein, me included, actually saying that. I think that we have so much information coming at us, Dave. There's so much information. People are saying do keto, then it's do banting, then it's do vegan, then it's do low carb, then it's high fat, then it's so confusing.
And then there are the injections.
So confusing.
That you can eat anything you
want. No, stay away.
Let's take a little breather and come back. I want to find out about your product selection next. So stay with us on the Dave Charles Show. We're in conversation with Dawn De Beer. And we're back with Dawn De Beer, owner of Homegrown at the Lifestyle Center in Balito, a magnificent emporium of whole foods, good foods. In fact, it's one of the jewels in the crown. If you look at Balito as an environment, there are certain highlights. And when it comes to good food available on your doorstep, this is the place. But Dawn, how do you decide which products to stock?
Good question. I actually spend a lot of time in researching products. So I want clean food, obviously. So I'm looking at flavors, I'm looking at colorants, I'm looking at preservatives. I want artisanal food. So I want preferably something handmade, not made by a machine. I like to know the person who's making the food. A little bit fussy here, Dave, just slightly, because I want to know where my food comes from. And I feel it's important that we need that connection. I feel like we're missing that connection between the farmer and the human. We walk into a beautiful big supermarket and we walk around and we kind of lose track that there is a farmer behind that. There's an artisan and they've got real challenges, you know, they've got real challenges. So nothing just comes out of a factory is good for you, in my opinion. I think
nothing that comes out of a factory.
A food factory, not always good for you. That's very generalized. That's probably an untrue statement. But
in order to create at industrial scale, you have to preserve and stabilize and add chemicals that you wouldn't normally find in nature, which probably are not great for the human body.
So for me, I'm very niche, so I'm going to go to the other extreme. I think there is definitely a space in our market for mass food. You have to. We've got a huge population. But in order to get those, there are safety standards, and safety standards will start dictating the product. So it does change shape a lot. My ethos is whole food unchanged. That is a very different monster.
So if I read you correctly, there is a price to pay for health and for good food that gives you good health, that is probably a cheaper price to pay than heading on to one of our fabulous hospitals, which are absolutely packed with people that have killed themselves. by and it's true. Most of our modern diseases, I think it's fair to say, if you had to analyze and go back, you'll trace it back to food is medicine in that sense.
It is in a sense, and our society has moved so far to a different platform because of transport people. I mean, there's so many nuances here. You can talk about it for days. But I think what I wanted to focus on is I wanted quite simple food, and I wanted it whole. So I think we complicate our food a lot, and I just wanted it simple. But we've also got a modern day life, and even our culture is changing. So women are busier. We don't have time to prep and cook and clean. And I mean, it's wonderful, but the reality is you're getting home, 6:30. You need to get something in that pot real quick, give your kids as much nutrients as you can in a short space of time. And I was exactly in the same boat, which is why I do what I do. Oh. I wanted really good food that was affordable, because organic has this horrendous tagline that it's super expensive. Yeah. Can't afford it.
Well, I mean, it has been pitched at the yeah. indolent wealthy, that you've got time to pop around and have a look and compare, etc. But what are some of your most popular items in the store?
I like to think that I'm an organic veggie shop. I might be an egg shop. Eggs are wildly popular. I did a lot of research into my eggs, because eggs are, it's a massive industry, and it's something that's a great source of protein. It's got all kinds of wonderful benefits, but I wanted a really good egg. So we do, eggs are very popular. Our milk is wildly popular. We have this beautiful dairy.
Why is the milk so popular? Is there a difference?
There is a huge difference.
Is it whole milk, or is it?
Whole milk. It's not been homogenized. So homogenizing is when they push the cream and the milk together to make it, remember in the old days, Dave, you used to get a little skin on the top of your coffee.
Yeah.
That's from the fats in the cream. You don't get that anymore, because they've removed it and they push the milk together. So they're kind of altering.
They homogenize.
The homogenize it. It changes the molecular structure of the milk, and I think it makes it quite hard to digest. So the milk that we have is whole milk, so it hasn't been tampered with. It hasn't been messed around. It's still got the cream on top. You have to give it a good shake before you pour it into your cup.
Unless you like the cream,
I would shake
it. I'll scoop it.
Yeah, and then they're also single herd dairy. So that's an important part in terms of that. All the cows are on one farm. The dairy controls the cows. They milk the cows, and there's no extras coming in from outside. So it's not bought in milk. So a big dairy these days, like a big commercial dairy, is buying lots of milk from lots of farmers. These little guys are independent, small, single producers. So they have a herd of Jersey cows, and that's their milk.
And you're a solid outlet for them. So
solid outlet.
It's a win-win. What are some of the products that people are sometimes surprised to discover in your store?
I love fermentation. I absolutely love fermentation. So if you look in my fridge, there is a lot of fermentation, from kombucha to kefir to sauerkraut to, I love gut health. I've got milk kefir, I've got water kefir. If it's any kind of sauerkraut, we even have kimchi made with morning glories, which is absolutely amazing.
The more one reads about living healthy, bigger the benefits appear to be for what you are advocating. The naturally fermented, gut health, heavy, dense, rich, good for you. They also remarkably taste well. You wouldn't imagine that fermented food would taste good.
It can taste so good. I think we're just not exposed to it. Yeah. You know, like, I think I'm born a decade too late. So my grandmother, I was grew up Afrikaans, and, you know, my oma would make all kinds of wonderful things, and we would all be around in the kitchen and we'll be cooking, and you don't have that today anymore. We kind of only eat what we like. And we grew up in a space where they had a little farm, and we ate what came out the garden. So you ate butternut at a certain time of the year, lots of this, lots of that. But these days, I think we don't get a plethora of veggies anymore. You know, so if you don't like something anymore, you just don't buy it, you don't eat it, you don't cook it. Whereas at a certain time in history, you were forced to eat more food. So people don't eat fermented foods because they don't have to. You don't need to keep your preserve
the goodness that came out of the ground.
Nothing. 24/7 you can walk into a shop now and buy blueberries. It's unbelievable. But it does limit people's palates, and I think it also limits your taste buds, which is one of the reasons in my store I still do plastic-free. I try very hard to show you what the veggies look like in their natural form. And it's actually so amazing to watch the kids look at it like that.
But you also stock some very interesting, what I would consider to be snack foods.
Yes.
Like banana chips, green banana chips. Who knew that would be so gorgeous? And I noticed you've got a range of biltong, which is very interesting.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so Richard Bosman is amazing. I have been following him for quite a few years. I think I might Instagram stalk him. He's a very well-known butcher down in the Cape, and he does grass-fed. And I struggle. I think I have champagne taste and beer money. So I follow all these people and I love them, but to get the products to Bellito specifically cold, still in a manner of, it's difficult, and transport these days is so expensive. So the idea was to try and stay as local as possible, but he has now come up with the world's first, and it really is a world first, biltong that has got a prebiotic as a preservative and no gluten. Which is phenomenal, because most people don't know that biltong has gluten in it.
Wow. Well, there's a thing. Is that in the preservation?
No, it'll be in the spice.
Okay.
So
if you're gluten intolerant, you generally have a problem with biltong, though you don't realize why, because there it is. But
it's there.
At homegrown, you've got that very...
It's lovely. It's
delicious. It is. It is gorgeous. I like the fact that it's still, if you can, because there are various different types. But my favorite is the sort of strips, if you like, the small sticks of biltong.
Oh, yeah.
And they still have the very healthy fat rind on them, some of them, the most delicious piece.
Yeah, it's lovely. So I spend a lot of time looking at things and dreaming up all these wonderful things. We have some incredible things. So snacks came about. You asked about those green banana chips. I'm not a snacky person at all. So I don't have snacks in my house, much to my children's dismay. But people like snacks. So I got asked for snacks, and then I thought, well, I don't want to give them crisps. I don't want to give you unhealthy things. That's not my ethos. So I started squirreling around and I found green banana chips, which are wildly popular, by the way. They also do a macadamia nut chip for Banting people, which is incredible. We have chickpea chips as well, which are amazing. So everything looks like what it should do at a normal store, but it's all handmade, healthy, gluten-free.
Good for you. How wonderful. Let's take another musical interlude and we'll be back with Dawn de Beer. Back with Dawn de Beer for our part three of our conversation, all around good food, whole foods available at her marvelous store in Bellito at the Lifestyle Center, homegrown. I wanted to ask you what your personal favorite products are in the store at the moment.
Oh my goodness. So, I'm loving kimchi. I love kimchi. But we have a vegan kimchi in store at the moment that is just divine. It's for if you don't like the fish sauce. So, I sometimes find kimchi quite overwhelming with the fish sauce because I'm not a particularly fishy person. I don't like the fish. And I love the variation of it. It is so hot. It is so spicy. It's made by a beautiful Korean man who does it himself, and he's just phenomenal. And when I asked him to take out the fish sauce, he was just a bit like, that's not kimchi. But it really is my favorite right now. I'm loving it. I'm eating it out the jar.
Really? Yes. Well, just a quick word to the wise, if you're a kimchi fan, go get it now, because by the end of today, it'll be out of stock.
It's good. And I've also just found these beautiful things called Naked Bakes. I love the name. Don't you love
Naked
the name?
Naked Bakes.
Naked Bakes.
Okay.
And it is possibly the nicest dairy-free, gluten-free cookie biscuits that I have tasted, because sometimes they are not very nice. So that was kind of one of the rules in my shop. I was like, if I'm not gluten intolerant, but I need to be able to eat it, because everyone deserves good food. Just because you're gluten intolerant doesn't mean you have to eat really gross, old, nasty frozen food. So I've just found these, and they come in three flavors. There goes peanut butter and chocolates and tahini and crunchies, and they are
so things like peanut butter and chocolate can actually be okay.
Of course, it's totally, everything's okay in moderation. Peanut butter is really good for you, actually. So is chocolates. These things are not bad.
I'm
for
so
you.
Glad to hear that. It's the moderation.
It's the
part
moderation part.
Is there a particular customer story that has stayed with you?
Customers, yes, you know, I've been so lucky, Dave, I've been so blessed. I've had customers with me from the beginning. I still remember delivering to them in their homes. So over the years, they've kind of followed me to here, and it's been amazing because they've all sort of become part of the furniture, part of the family. You know what they like. My staff know them by name. We all know each other. We'll keep things for you. We take a lot of customer requests. And I think that warms my heart is when people come in and they'll remember the days when I was, you know, physically hauling the eggs, physically hauling the milk. And they'll just be like, oh my gosh, I can't believe you got the shop, the lifestyle. And you kind of forget a little bit and they remind you and it's beautiful.
And if anyone listening to us in conversation today, or indeed catching up on the podcast a little bit later, could take away one message about healthy living, what would that be?
Don't overthink it. I think we put so much pressure on ourselves. You know, we think we need to have something from the rainforest or something from the ancient Mayans or to make us healthy. I think an avocado is healthy.
So you don't have to necessarily go to the ends of the earth to find the goodness that you crave. You can pop along simple. To homegrown.
I think so. Life is a lot simpler than we make it out to be. We want a quick fix, but I think just be simple, eat well, have an indulgence every now and then, because there's nothing worse than feeling deprived. That's it.
Good to know. Now it's a quick fire questions and answers. Tea or coffee?
Coffee.
Organic or locally grown?
Organic and locally grown. Has to be both.
Oh.
I'm very fussy.
Smoothie or fresh juice?
Oh, that's a hard one. Because I love a proper smoothie. I'm going to go smoothie.
Favorite superfood?
Probably an avocado.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Avocado. My favorite as well. One food that everyone should eat more of?
Goodness, that's a hard one. Probably kale, but no one wants to eat kale because it's tough.
But when you make kale chips, it's fantastic.
Probably microgreens. I think microgreens right now in our society, 100%. It gives you more nutrients, quicker, faster, denser microgreens. It would go. I'll go there.
What is the biggest health myth?
Eat less.
Is that a myth?
People think that to be healthy, you need to overcomplicate things and only eat horrible tasting things. And I don't think you do. I think butter is good for you. You know, like everything in moderation. I don't think you need to suddenly start eating things that you can't pronounce and go slow. Go slow. Don't rush into it. You know, you can start small and build up to it. Can't just one day stop eating what you love. You move into it.
What is your favorite healthy snack? I know you're not a big snacker, but
I'm not a big snacker. My favorite healthy snack. That's actually so interesting. I don't actually know. I eat so many different things all the time.
What's your favorite today?
What's my favorite today? I don't actually know.
Okay.
I haven't thought about that.
We'll move along.
I like everything.
What is the most underrated ingredient in your opinion?
Probably butter. I think we're afraid of it, and I think it's awesome.
There's been quite a hatchet job done on butter and eggs and various other...
And olive oil. I like olive oil. I think underrated, yeah. And maybe just really good flavorings. I think we don't flavor our food properly. Good sauces. I'm a saucy girl. I like sauce. I think a really good flavor makes a huge difference.
Oh. Are you an early bird or a night owl?
I'm a very early bird.
Okay.
I'm not a very good night person.
Early to bed, early to rise. And And finally, what is the next chapter for the store?
Gosh, it's been a crazy couple of years. I mean, we all know. But I really do love what I do, and I'd like to get more farmers on board. I think we need to, I'd like to get a bit more solid in terms of that. The seasonality is hard on the coast. If I can find more growers, that'll be amazing. And I'm always hunting for proper organic growers. It's not as easy as it sounds. And also consistency of supply. That is so tough. It's one of the most biggest challenging parts of my day is the consistency of supply.
And you were mentioning to me off air a moment ago that farmers are battling. Generally, especially small-scale farmers.
Small-scale farmers are struggling. They don't always have an outlet for what they're doing. They're also facing challenges from staff to transport. They get battered down with their pricing. It's the seasons are rough. I don't know if people quite understand how hard farming can be. So
it's interesting that there's been a bit of a thing of late, almost strange backyard farming enterprises that are available to you, like prawns, for example. You can grow prawns in your backyard here in Belize. Or snails. Who knew?
Oh, God, don't do
or would you be available to take on a load of snails?
Oh, no. So
grown organically in my backyard.
I think it's awesome to do your own thing, but there's a line where you start selling it to other people. And then you've also got to be careful. I mean, you can't, you've got to remember that you're in charge of other people's health and you've got to be accountable. So I can't just take from anyone.
Can't
just take from anyone.
You've set the benchmark very high for really good, whole, delicious foods and convenient, delicious, whole foods, snacks. And the range continues to grow and expand, which can't be easy to manage, but thank you for doing that. Mm-hmm. We wish you continued success. And as we are kind of neighbors, I spend quite a lot of time monitoring your business. And
watching me haul crates in and out of the door.
I do. And I love that because it's like the old days in a sense. Real food for real people. Thank you so much for joining me on the Dave Charles Show.
Thank you, Dave,
my
for
special
having me.
Guest, Dawn De Beer from Homegrown. And the show continues.